Thank you, Mayor John Valdivia of San Bernardino. We wanted to talk to some of the mayors in the Inland Empire about how their cities are responding to the COVID-19 emergency. Mayor, I think your city was one of the ones that declared a state of emergency and is offering temporary forgiveness of late fees on utility payments and parking tickets and the like. Is that right?
Cassie, the COVID-19 virus is really the most serious public health threat that our city has faced in modern times. I, as mayor, provide leadership to this city, and I'm happy to report that San Bernardino is actively monitoring the situation. Our city is well poised to take this head on, and we're assembling all of our teams to react and also proactively mitigate any risk to our city.
Now, I know San Bernardino went through a bankruptcy recently, and this is putting a strain, no doubt, on a lot of cities. Are you concerned that this is going to have a negative impact on the city's finances?
Well, I think many cities are facing upcoming challenges in their budget. As I understand it, we were, before COVID-19, we were doing really well to stave off any of the shortfall. And our city is well poised for financial breakthrough on that. We're excited. Now, with COVID-19, as many cities, obviously with stay-at-home orders from the governor, you know, to shelter in place, most of our shopping malls and businesses, small business operators, have shuttered their doors. So that will impact all cities, including the city of San Bernardino. To what extent, we still don't have that determined. It's impossible, really, to predict what impact it would have at the local level.
Now, as you're out and about, what does it look like in San Bernardino? Are the streets pretty empty? Are people complying with the safer at home order?
We feel that our people, you know, I do give two broadcasts to our community weekly. For the last 2.5 weeks, I've been on the television assuring our public, A, that city government is at work, that our policing and that our basic essentials for city services are out. Our city manager has been recently equipped with the powers of emergency declaration and a proclamation to afford her those privileges and opportunities to work with other agencies. Regarding some of the closures, you know, our city, we've closed down all of our public counters. So our water department and some of the payment centers, as well as our greeting and information center downstairs at City Hall, has been closed to the public. And the impacts, you know, we want to encourage people to stay at home. I think that's the best public health message we can get out to the general public, is stay at home, take this serious, and stay safe and be safe with your family.
Now, I heard a report that San Bernardino City Police were installing some kind of surveillance equipment at the Costco. Has there been a disturbance there? Are there any tensions as people are trying to grocery shop and deal with the crowding?
I hear very positive reports that our Costco, Sam's Clubs, and all of our warehouse stores have had very good servicing from our police department. I want to send my deep appreciation to our patrolmen and our San Bernardino Police Department for responding to any of those nuisance behaviors or outbreaks. As I hear it and understand it, we're asking people to really, you know, shop only for what you need for the week. Don't hoard. There's no need to panic and buy extra anything. Just buy for what you need for that week, and things are going to go swell for our community. Last week, just announced that we should also include, you know, if you have a neighbor or two that you want to shop for, and encourage them to share their grocery list with you. Why not? You're going there. Why not be a good neighbor and participate and help that neighbor? As far as surveillance, I don't know any of that. I'm unaware of that. But I, again, appreciate our police department. They have had very good contact with our grocers and businesses that remain open and are providing service. And our police department has active patrols out there. I'm hearing that many cities are reporting that crime is down. I have requested that we increase our patrols so that safety is paramount for our community.
Well, thank you for joining us, Mayor John Valdivia of San Bernardino. For KVCR, I'm Cassie McDuff.